So we ended off last week, Megabe Deis of Arkois, about the, getting me nervous. what's the halacha? Obviously, we said over the Rashi, the Ramban, that lifnei v'lo lifnei akum, which is a lava bo michlal aseitz, and this is the raisa to go there, and it's miyakir lilim. If it's a bezdin that has some religious ties, it could be it's mamash abizrei devodah zara. And if it doesn't have religious ties, it's still you're preferring giving preference to some sort of other system of laws other than the Torah. We spoke about the Ramah. The Ramah says that your menadin, you put in chayim anyone that's machzik a yad of a hoylech l'arkois. And we said maybe a lawyer who represents. One year taking another year to court could be deserves to be in chayr in that case. So we discussed the ramifications of that. One thing I want to discuss, which we did not discuss last week, is another ramification of this, very interesting shayla, is the shayla of testifying. One yid has no heter, and he takes another yid to civil court. And you have testimony that could help him. Okay? So Reuven is claiming that Shimon owes him $500,000, and he swindled him in some way or the other. And now you have testimony, but he didn't get a heter of arkois. So he's over achil Hashem. Now the question is, can you testify for him? So the
Shah. Without a subpoena, obviously.
If it's subpoena, then it's different. Then probably it's Medina the Machusa or whatever. You have other reasons why you may have to go. But other than that, Mertzoinai. So this is a Shar Mishpat on page 14. It's not stapled in, got a little,
Disconnected,
but yeah. Fine. So page 14, he brings from the Ramah. Harav Ramah b'tshuva kosav t'chshisol donim chaver b'dine akum. Here, it's one book. Aser lahoid, also laid him lahoid afa pishu kedin mishum de mesayeh la oivere avera. So zok the Ramah, it's aser because you're being mesayeh la oivere avera. Now he says, but you're not over lifnei iver because the guy's in court already.
You're not helping.
It's different than the lawyer. The lawyer is helping him get to court, but this guy is in court already. So memela, you're not necessarily helping him get to court. So it's not lifnei iver. And more than that, he wants to say in the hemshach of his shtickle that you're not even necessarily being mechazik someone that did navera because here you're not being mechazik him to go. Once he's there, you're helping him win. But that's he's there already. Since he's there already,
by you being there, you're actually respecting their court.
Hmm?
By you being there, then you're also respecting their court.
So no, you're helping your friend.
I'm testifying in a judicial court.
But
you're assisting.
I hear.
You're assisting
on the effect of Bezdin. In other words, it's on the expense.
Right. You know, he's took his case here. Fine. Now I'm going to help him. To the point that the Shar Mishpat says two reasons why you have to do it.
It's not Chil Hashem anymore. We're not.
Oh, so he's saying that the A doesn't have a Chil Hashem. The only guy that has a Chil Hashem is the other guy. The guy that brought it.
The guy who brought it to court.
He might be a Chil Hashem for not doing
it. Oh, so it could be. So in that case, Chil Hashem not giving testimony is a Ramah. Legabe, if there's a Yid who has testimony against another Yid, when the Yid is up in court against a guy. In other words, there's a guy who took another Yid to court, and I have testimony for the guy. Am I allowed to testify that?
That you probably shouldn't do.
So if the guy wants you to and he's miyachid you to do it, then it's a chal Hashem not to do it. Because he... Now, by the way, Rabbi Flegg was telling me, he said, this Indian of the chal Hashem in court, of taking it to court, is not just that you're giving an adifus to another set of rules, but the chal Hashem of taking it to court is that hagufa that the court sees that two Jews are sitting there fighting over this stuff. Yeah. And they're sitting there like, I thought you guys are better than that, right? So das gufa, he says, that's very often bigger chal Hashem than the way they see the Jews acting in front of them is very often a bigger chal Hashem than the actual going to court itself.
That might be true, but that's not what any of them are showing you.
I know, I'm just saying. He just pointed out that there's another
issue.
Nice musavar. Saying a nice musavar.
Saying that he brings over the guys bringing over him to testify. It's a chal Hashem either way. It's a chal Hashem if you testify another Jew that did something wrong.
But it would be a chal Hashem not to because
awesome.
Exactly. So there are more passages to do. Okay, Al-Kapana, but in this case, when it's two Jews, are you allowed to? So the Shar Mishpat says two major chidushim. It says first of all, you're not helping him. He's in court already. The chal Hashem was done. You're just testifying. Not only that, he says, you know that let's say Shimon owes Reuven the money. Now, Reuben did an avla by going to court, but now you, by not testifying, are helping Shimon. Shimon's also doing an avla by lying and stealing. Shimon owes the money. And you know that Shimon owes the money. So what? But you not testifying, you're also helping Shimon, who did it, who's not a good guy. So it's Messiah Shimon for stealing. So Mele, you should testify to help Reuben. And then he says, two other chidushim, he says, it's loisamad al dam reyecha, because you know that Reuben, you're saving Reuben's money. And second of all, he says, loisamad al dam reyecha means if you see someone dying, or if you see someone's money going down the tubes, you got to help it. You got to save it. Yeah. Because it's a kumva asay to go help the guy. And he says, you're even one of the asaras adibrus that it says, lisana b'reacha, that if you have, not lisana, but the other one, that not asaras adibrus, but that if you know testimony for someone, you got to do it. This is the Shamish Putz Ba'am Chiddush over here, that you got to do it, not like the Ramah and the Tshuva. So the Imre Bina, they quote it on the bottom over here. So he says that all of his tainas are wrong. He says, number one is the Gevaldika Svara. What are you saying? It's loisamad al dam reyach means that you mukhiv to help someone if you know that he's owed the money. You mukhiv to help him get his money. So frek the Imre Bina, one second. But the guy himself is not allowed to go to court to save his money. Right? He himself is not allowed to save his money in this way. So what I have to help him save his money. But he's doing it in a way that he's not allowed. He would be mukhiv to give up the case and not go to court. So what do you mean loisamad al dam reyach means I'm mukhiv to do whatever I can to help a yid save his money? But not in this way. This way, even he's not allowed to save his money this way. So I'm not allowed to help him this way.
He's there already.
Okay, but there's no Samar Adam Reacha.
It's almost like Suchul Nesalim, but that's only when he's trying to help you.
Right, meaning he's doing it in a way that doesn't, you know. That's number one. And then he says the other thing about holding back testimony, which is also, he says that's only in a Jewish court. There's no Issar to hold back testimony in a Bezin. You never found such a thing. So the Maisa, the Mirbina upholds the Psak of the Ramah. And therefore, according to the Ramah, which is L'chaira, the Halacha, if voluntarily giving testimony would be a problem. A goy is different, because a goy has a din to take it to court. So therefore, there's no problem. But a yid, that would be a problem, and therefore the psak kipshuta is that you shouldn't do it voluntarily. If you're subpoenaed, maybe it's a different story. Okay. Now, let's go on to the next thing. The next sif over here is the inyan of, so how do you get a heter akois? Lamaisa, you're up against a tough guy. This guy's not stepping foot anywhere in your bezdin. You have a lot of money on the line, so what are you supposed to do? What can you do, Lamaisa, to save your money? You know that the guy owes you the money. You know the guy owes you the money. And now, what are you supposed to do to get your money back? So Zok, this is in the booklet. It's on page, it's a Ramah. And it's on page, it starts with the Rambam. Let's start with the Rambam, page 3. Okay?
Page 3.
Yeah. So, page 3, the Rambam, the bottom, the second to last line over there, the Rambam writes as follows. Ha'isa yad ha'akum takifa. If the government is very strong, ubaldino ilaim, and the government doesn't want you to, you know, I don't know what the yad ha'akum has to do with it, but ubaldino ilaim, the baldin is a very strong guy, and Lamaisa, you're not going to be able to go to court. It's not going to help you. First, you have to go to Beis Din.
Anyway.
On top of page 4, if he doesn't want to come, then you can get Rishus from Beis Din, and Beis Din will allow you to go to court. So the Rambam says two things. You have to go to Beis Din, tell them your claim. You have to go to Beis Din, tell them you want to go to court. He's not coming, then they'll give you Rishus. So two steps. You have to actually go to the Beis Din first, and you have to get Rishus from Beis Din. The Rosh, it's a Rosh on the next page, page 5. He says, Mikan, the wide line over there where it's underlined, the bracket, but by the wide line, Mikan Pasak Rav Paltoy Paskins, Reuven Sheesh Loi Tviya Al Shimon, Umisar Vlava Imoy Ladin, Reuven has a claim against Shimon, he doesn't want to go to Beis Din, Shur Shai Lav Yular Koi, Shal Nochim Kdei Lohitzias Shaloi Mitachas Yodah. You're allowed to take him to court. Now there's a very big shingle over here in the Loshen, between the Rambam and the Rosh. Did anyone notice it?
He said, Rishoy, he doesn't go to even ask anybody. Then they get Rishus.
You have to still...
Rishus.
You see, in the Rambam, he says clearly, Noitel Rishus mi Bezdin. The Rambam says you have to be Noitel Rishus.
But the Rosh doesn't.
But the Rosh just says, he's not coming, you can go to court.
Right, it's true.
Right?
You skip a step.
So the Rosh does not say you have to actually... So let's say you know for a fact, this guy's not coming to Bezdin. You've dealt with him in the past, he's not coming to Bezdin. Or he's a Freya guy. Or he's not from guy, or it's a big whatever it is in his and it's a show. You have a big company owned by Jews. They're not dealing with a bezin, right? So, do you have to get rishus, formal rishus, or not? Or in general, you know that this guy's going to give you a hard time. So the ma'aseh, we pass like the Rambam, which is in the Ma'arik on page 6. It says, El Shadvarm Nirim La'inayim Shalom Niskavan, page 7. Ad and he says a few times you have to get rishus. Okay?
So you do have to get rishus.
What?
You do have to get rishus.
Right. Now. The Rav Moshe Sternbach says a very nice thing to explain this. Why do you have to get rishus from Beis Din? So really, there's another kasha. The Kli Chemda asks in Parshas Mishpatim, a Parshat Shaila. I never heard of such a thing in my life. There's an Issa Daraisa. You're not allowed. Right. And now I'm hungry, and there's nothing to eat, and I'm in the mood of a good hamburger. So I go to Beis Din, get rishus to go to McDonald's, and I'll eat the hamburger. What type of business is this? You get rishus from Beis Din to go to the court. Why are you allowed? If it's also to do it, why is Beis Din allowed to give you the rishus? What
take away the chitzpah? What was the whole thing? Is he showing he had no respect for the Jewish court? You went to a Jewish court. Oh. So you're showing you do have respect.
So now, so Zok to Moshe Sternbach, that's the pshat. The pshat is that when you go to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din, you're showing that really you want to take your din to court. Norvas, the guy's not coming. So Beis Din gives you rishus. So when Beis Din gives you rishus, it's like that you're kind of, they're not literally, but at least, when you're in Beis Din, you're following the rule of the court now, or the rule of the Beis Din. When you're in court, you're following the rule, you're following the psak. You're here because you got a psak from Beis Din for this. So right here, you're goofy here because of Beis Din. So the mail, it's not a stira that you're showing that Beis Din, that you don't like the Jewish law. For carrot, Beis Din goofy telling you, when you're here, it's a keem of Beis Din, basically. Not
Mamash
keem.
If you're chayef and tum and ba'esh, then you're not there with
Oh, so that's right. So that was what David was telling on Shabbos, that it's not mamish that they're shlichim of the Beis Din. But I'll upon him, this case is being brought here as an extension of Beis Din. No, we'll see exactly how that goes. What? Right.
Yeah, but would he say that? Does he say that even if they gave you rishus?
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see about that. But the bottom.
Even knowing they're going to pass the same, or even
no, if they're going to pass in different, it's not so possible.
It's not so possible.
Now, so Dr. Moshe Sternbach. Dr. Moshe Sternbach, very good. That's why, even if I know that he's not going to go to court, still you have to go through the process of going to Beis Din. Because otherwise, it's an oinus. You mechuyev to give up all your money not to be over a lois asay. You mechuyev to give up all your money not to be over a lois asay. To do a mitzvah essay, like let's see, you can't buy a lulav and it's going to cost you a lot of money. So you have to give up to a fifth of your money. But to be not to save yourself from not being over a lois asay, you have to give up all your money. So therefore, if it's a lois asay from going to in front of a civil court, so how can you? So it's an oinus. The guy's not coming. Okay, so give up your money. Give up your claim. So even if you know he's not going to come, it's not so posh. It's Dr. Moshe Sternbach. That's why you have to go through the process of at least going to court and getting. Yeah. Sure. By the way, the minhag nowadays is that you send that they go to the court and they send the hazmana to the other party three times. Well, if they send the hazmana three times,
that's it.
The Beis Din will send to the nitba, to the defendant. Let's say, you know, the plaintiff comes, brings the case to Beis Din. They send it three times, and once they send it three times, then they'll give you a rishus from. They'll give you a rishus from our kois. Yeah. Just move the paper. So what?
Do they let the person take it from
Beis Din? Oh, there's a couple things here. So now it's like this. So. I just asked Rabbi Flag also this thing.
The issue. Okay.
Yeah, but they also issue a serif on the other guy.
They do.
I think so.
No, it's not so pashut. Also, the notice is not so pashut either. I had a notice published in Abu Ghosh in an Arab newspaper.
Who's going to read that?
Nobody. That was the whole idea.
That was the whole point. He could have put it in.
So by the time I got
the paper in France.
By the time I found out about the case and got the Beis Din, it was the day before. The last day for filing an answer to the base to the tefiyah.
When they never sent you a letter?
No, they take.
They said we put a lot of.
See, I don't know exactly, but bottom line is that normally if you have a responsible Beis Din, if you have a straight responsible Beis Din, so they'll send three times a seer of a chsav of mana to the guy, and if the guy doesn't come, they'll give you a hetter to go to our kois. Now. In Eretz Yisrael, if it's a guy that you know is not going to go to Beis Din, okay, you're dealing with it. So most places will tell you, come to Beis Din, and we'll send one time, because we know he's not coming anyway, and then you went through the process, we'll give you a heads up. Now, on top of that is another case, it's a big company or something like that, you know, insurance company, it's also owned by Jews. Theoretically, you should go to Beis Din, but you know they're not going to go. So there it seems like the minhag is that they don't even bother sending hazmana. But still, you should get rishus from Bezin. Just go to Bezin, say that I have a claim against this Jewish company, and they say, fine, you can go to court. And that way, you've gone through the process. They don't even bother sending hazmana even one time necessarily in such a case. Okay, now, let's get into some of the details of this thing. Let's say, the halacha is, we already spoke out from...
What Mr. French is bringing up, is that illegal to just put public notice? And
no, you have to send the guy. What are public notice?
You have to send
I don't understand that.
What you have to do and what's done is...
Okay, I dealt with that last year. We're not dealing with that.
You didn't have a dollar for us by the people doing it.
Right. So, the bottom line is like this. Here's a very, very important thing, which is the subject of major machlokes in the Achronim. But the minig nowadays... So it's like this. Lemaisa, we already said last week that besides the Isser going to our kois, there's another Isser. If you get money which is not coming to you according to the Torah, according to the Din Torah, this money is not coming to you. Okay? For whatever reason, there's a cost of, or whatever reason, it's not coming to you, I'll be Din Torah. And you go to the Arkois, besides that you did an Isser going to our kois, it's also Gezel. So the same thing applies. The same thing applies in a Din Torah. In a case, excuse me, when you got Rishos. I mean, even if you got Rishos to go to Beis Din, still you have to know that you're only allowed to get the money, you're only entitled to the money which is coming to you. So based on this, the question is, if Beis Din knows that you're going to get more money than what's coming to you, Al-Pi Din, okay, you went through the process, whatever, are they still going to get you, are they still going to give you a heter to go? So here's a three-way machloikas. One shita is the shita of the Nesivis. The Nesivis is page 17.
Are they allowed to give you
a heter if they don't know your claim is right or you're going to get more in Beis Din or whatever? In court, so the Nesivis says like this. If you notice the Lashon of the Rambam, it's on page 17.
The guy doesn't come, right?
Okay, so what?
What do you mean, then what? Then you're allowed to do Chil Hashem? Teretz is, Bezdin says go, and it's too bad on him. He's the loser.
No, but hold on. Look at the Nesivis. The Nesivis says like this. The Nesivis says, in Ois Gimel, the Nesivis is Medayik, the Lashon of the Rambam. The Lashon of the Rambam is like this. Ha'isa Yad Akum Takifa, which is in the Halachas of Beis, ובלדינו אולם ואינו יכול להצל ממנו בדיין ישראל יתבענו לדיין ישראל תחילה אם לא ירוצה לו ונותר ומציל בדיני אקם you're מציל your money מציל ממוינוי so מציל ממוינוי זוק דן נסיבס it's underlined on page 17 sorry it's not stapled in but so זוק דן נסיבס that ונירה דמיירי באויפן שידוע החויב לדיין ישראל the דיינים know that Reuven is correct on his claim against Shimon. They know he's right. It's written up and they know it.
So it's written up, yeah.
However, on a milva bal peh, he comes with a claim, bal peh. Reuven owes me $1,000. Well, we didn't hear what Shimon has. Reuven says, Shimon owes me $1,000. We didn't hear what Shimon has to say. Maybe he says, no, it's not true.
Right.
And this guy just stomped, blowing hot air.
Right.
So Zukta Nesivis, a guy that's dumb coming with a taina, but it's not verified by anything. We don't know if his taina is at all correct. Zakta Nesivis, we don't give him a heter arkois. It has to be that we already know pretty much that he's right. We know that he's right, but he's not going through a formal din, so then we send him to arkois. But if we don't know he's right, we don't know his claim is a good claim, Zakta Nesivis, we don't let him go.
Even in a shtar, there could be all sorts of reasons.
Okay, but the shtar means you already have a good claim. Now the question is, what's his answers back? But he's not giving his answers. But the claim is there, it's clear that the chayv exists. It's clear that the chayv exists, Zakta Nesivis, then you can go. Otherwise, you can't go. So you can't just make up something. So this is a big chumrah, which would mean that you really have to have good proof. If you have a solid taina, you're upset at a guy, you wouldn't be able to go. But if you look back in the Aruch HaShulchan, which is on page 13, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, 13 is in the first packet. So he says like this, V'davka in Ois Beis, where it's underlined, in the first column where it's underlined, V'davka shabez din yoidim shamasar v'chayv lo apid in Torah, k'goin sheish lo shtar v'koyitza b'zeh. Avlin lo nisbar olem shachayv loy, ein noisim loy zera shush, shiyuzun shet, why the shema yoitzi mamun shloy kedin? He's going to get money that doesn't come to him, so he's not allowed to go. El noisim lo mershus, shiyifol shiyachruchu samasar v'lo dim bezin, we try to make him go. But then at the end of the paragraph he says, five lines from the bottom of the paragraph, he says, "V'im yira lahem shemesarev chayiv latoveya afa pishiyef shalede bebarim mitzada echad mekumachim kima shemesarev ein rotzoni lahashi bebezin kasha asa kenias eloi v'shlo yechayte niskar noistim rishus lahatoveya sheyodin imay shama kima shenir lahen ashakapan yeshul tfiyah chazaka." He says that we're allowed to at least a little bit different than Nesivis, even if it's a milva bapeh. We say, you know what? You can come to Bezdin. Say over your whole spiel.
Present your
if case. We see that the Yesh Dvar Magav, you're not just lying and making up a story. Even if the other guy may have a claim as well, but he's not saying his claim. He's not coming to Bez, and then we'll give you a Ksav Sirv, a Heter Arkois. So now, according to the Archashochan, it's one step more than the Nesivis. And Nesivis says, if it's not a clear taina, we don't go. The Archashochan says, you're allowed to present your case to Bezdin. And the other guy's not there to say his counter case, and therefore probably they're going to hear you out and say, okay, you know, it sounds right. Unless it's just a silly taina, it doesn't carry any weight, they're going to let you go to Bezdin. However, Lemaisa, the Imri Bina, which we're not going to read inside, but it's in here also, and this is the minig amongst Batidinim, is that they don't go with any of this. Is that you send it to Bezdin, they give you a hat to Arkois, and that's it. They don't try to figure out, were you right, were you not right? The guy's not coming, and we'll just give you a hat to Arkois. Why? Because we're very nervous. Otherwise, the Imri Bina says, what's going to happen is that, well, Matsinu Yadina Varaglinu, every guy's going to say, I don't want to come. And
that's it. Yeah.
Your claim may not be, you know, written down, may not be so clear. You're not going to be able to get your money. So therefore, the whole purpose is to be able to get your money through a Heter Bezdin. The Bezdin will help you go to Bezdin court, even though you haven't necessarily proven anything or proven your taina. So that's the minhag ha'olam amongst most Bat Didin. We're not machmir on this Aruch HaShulchan and the Nesivis. Now here's the thing. Let's say you go to Bezdin, and you lemaisa, you get more, they paskin more than what's coming to you al pidin.
That's the best thing.
You go to Arkois, and they paskin lemaisa a bigger settlement than what you're right to get.
Meaning what? You know that?
That's the din.
He says he owes me 100,000. He gave him 120. That's the 24.
You know,
lost time.
There's no room for this, right? Like a lawsuit, damages. They charge you.
I didn't want to come to Beth. Then that means he opened himself up to any damages that our coach is going to ask him for.
The halacha is that the our coach are going to make him pay. And then the plaintiff who got the money has to sit down with his rav. There's no din and bezin on it. The guy can't go. The guy can't go back to bezin. I'm taking you to bezin because now I paid too much. Right. Listen, buddy, you took the court. You paid me the money. However, lemaisa, it's considered gezel biyadoi. You're not allowed to hold the money. What's more than din, and you have to return it. You have your own personal chiyuv to give back the money that's coming. That's more than the halacha.
Feel bad for that accountant.
So. So lemaisa, you have to lemaisa give it back. However,
that's not for the
it's not. You're puzzle aid us if you keep the money.
The money that you give back.
It's not extractable. It's not extractable in din because the nitvah, no bezin is going to take his claim.
Why not?
Because he already went to bezin. He went to our coins. He went to our coins. Once you gave our coins, you gave up your right on this case to go to Bezdin. So therefore,
he didn't want to go to our coins. The Tevea took him to our
The Tevea took him to Bezdin. He said, I'm not coming. So
right.
Then.
So there's no Tevea took him to our coins.
You went to our coins. You didn't come to Bezdin. That's not the Tevea problem.
Because
you didn't want to go to Bezdin. Because you did a Chil Hashem. So therefore, no Bezdin's going to listen to you anymore. So now the point is that however, you're not allowed to keep the money, which is coming to Shlok Adin.
Why is it not a famous Shlok Adin? Like, everybody's saying, I should feel bad for you. I made you crazy to come to Bezdin. Now you want to.
I don't feel bad. It's not an issue of feeling bad. They're making up these things that don't exist in Torah. They make up these things. An additional $2 million for defaming me.
It's a penalty fee. Right.
There's no such thing in halacha. You're not allowed to take such money. I don't know if there's such a thing. But one second. There's two points here I want to say. Okay? One point is like this. Let's say it was a milva bal peh, okay? And you don't have a shtar. And lemaisa, you know, and he knows, and everyone knows that you lent him the $10,000 without a shtar. Okay? Now, you go to Bezdin, there was some sort of guy that heard it, and this, they have proof, they machayim. Now, you know that in Bezdin, right, he would have been Neman, because since it's in Novash, he would have had a migu. He would have a migu that I paid half, because migu that I could have said la'adam.
Right.
So it's a halacha of a migu. So the guy could have gotten out of it with a technical halacha in Bezdin that the court didn't. So now, do you say, well, let's say you say in Bezdin, I say, that I wouldn't have gotten all the money. But I know that it's coming to me, all the money, just I wouldn't have been able to get it in Beis Din. So B'chei Gavin, you're allowed to keep the money. It doesn't go by the Pesach of Beis Din. It goes by what you know is true. If you know that he's owed you the money, then you're allowed to keep it, even if the Pesach of Beis Din theoretically would have been different. So you just have to know between you and your own conscience if the guy owes you the money. If he owes you the money, you're allowed to keep it. If not, not. Number one. Number two is something else. Number two is very important. It's halacha on page 15 over here. So halacha on Shulchan Aruch Simon Yadalim and Chosh Mishpat. Okay? Page 15. Very important halacha here. So, here, it's all messed up. Here, page 15. Yeah. So it goes like this. Aval. Okay, halacha, hey, let's read inside. It says, I'm ischayiv bedin, eino chayiv l'shalom l'shekeneg do yitziyoysav. If I take you to Dintoro, I don't have to pay whatever cost it was for the Dintoro. Let's say toyin or paying for the bezdin. I don't have to pay for any of that according to halacha. Aval b'shizkiku l'odin b'ir acheres. Even though you made me go to a different city, it doesn't make a difference. The traveling expenses, I don't have to pay for that. But that's only if he was willing to go to court, to Beis Din. He wants to go to a different Beis Din, which, by the way, is important. I didn't speak out. Is that this thing that Beis Din will give a heter arkois, if the nitba, the defendant, does not want to go to Beis Din, is only if he says, I don't want to go to Beis Din b'chlal. But let's say he says, I want to go to Beis Din, but I want to go to that Beis Din. Now, al pi halacha, has no rishus to say that. Because al pi halacha, you choose one, the other guy, there's a process in how you choose a Beis Din. But he decides, I want to go to that Beis Din. So in such a case, and the Aruch HaShulchan says, as long as he's not just tam being doichi, I want to go to Beis Din in Singapore, I'm saying. Okay, so he's just thinking tam being doichi. But if he's not being doichi, there's a reason why he wants to go to the Beis Din. That Beis Din has a better reputation or whatever. Then, Taka Beis Din will not give you hatar kais, and they'll say you have to go to that Beis Din that he's willing to go to. So that's important kinach. So he says, and then if you go to that Beis Din and it costs you money, you have to take off work to go to that Beis Din, etc., he doesn't have to pay you anything. However, aval im hayim esarv lo avol Beis Din.
What does it mean that there's halacha that he can't force you to go there, but if he forces you to go there, then you can't make him pay for
it? No, he didn't. He doesn't have to force you to go. What do you mean? Al pi halacha, he has no time to do that.
He has to go to the local then.
Yeah, but he's...
But if the other one, he could force you.
Yeah, force you. Just you can't take him to Arkois. Beis Din's not going to give you Arkois. You don't have to go. You don't have to go, but you don't have a chance to go to Arkois.
Still can't go to Arkois.
He can't force you. The Beis Din can't say go. The Beis Din just to say, I'm not going to give you head to Arkois because he's willing to go to the Beis Din.
Right.
Otherwise, they'll force you to go. That's the difference. Now, Avalim Hayim is Sarav Lavala Beis Din, but if the guy doesn't want to go to Beis Din, and it costs me money to go to court. Now I have to go to Arkois, I have to pay lawyers, and it's going to cost me a lot more money to go to court. Then he does have to pay. If he comes out guilty, and even innocent maybe, as long as it was a real taina, then he has to pay for all the legal fees. So it comes out like this. Let's say we have this claim that I say you owe me $10,000. The court says, well, not only $10,000, the lawyer that the plaintiff hired was a good lawyer. He dug up another, 15 things and cases, this, that. Fine, he came up with that he owed him $25,000. So now there's $15,000 extra that Shimon is paying to Reuven that's uncomfortable to him. And it happens to be that the lawyer charged him $15,000. I'm allowed to keep it because I have to pay my lawyer. So therefore, since I'm allowed to keep it to pay my lawyer, I don't have to give it back to him. So very often, the discrepancy between the halacha and the law is not going to be more than the legal fees. Mm-hmm. So in such a case, you're allowed to keep the money. So it's an important knach to keep in mind. And the Ramah, the next page, on 16 paskins like this, Mechaber v'yir shchokim v'sviru l'udim hutzach lo'hitzi alav o'tzoyz l'choyf al adi arkoit shogayim chayiv l'shalim lo'y v'chein yirli ikar. Obviously, it's only if you got Rishus Beis Din. If you went to court, then without Rishus Beis Din, then not only is the money that you get more than the amount gazel, but also the legal fees you have no right to keep either. Okay, so that's the halacha of the Rama. Okay, so Hayoytzelanu from all this is that there is a mechanism in which you could take someone to court. The mechanism is you have to go to Beis Din first. Beis Din has to give you Rishus. We pass like the Rambam. You have to get an Nitzilus Rishus from Beis Din. Normally the minhag is that they send three times. If you know it before that he's not going to go, one time is enough, but you have to actually get the formal Rishus. Otherwise it's a Chil Hashem. If the guy's willing to go to any Beis Din, they won't give you the Rishus. And we paskin, not like the Nesivis, not like the Aruch HaShulchan, that even any claim, as long as it's a, you know, somewhat of a decent claim, any claim, they're going to let you go. They don't have to hear out your whole claim. They'll give you a heter right away. Any money which is above and beyond what the Torah law is, you're not allowed to keep. But the legal fees, you are allowed to keep in such a case. That's the maskana. Next week, I will not be here. There's not going to be a show next week. And the following week, we're going to learn different things about, you know, different clauses and whatever that people sign. That you know, that what are they called again? That these clauses about which court you're going to go to, jurisdiction and stuff like that.
Jurisdiction,
right?
Which
I can't say if a guy's what?
Choice of venue
clauses. So if you sign a shtar, you try to that I'm going to go, I'm going to choose, and you chose a venue which is a secular court. Is that machai? Does that have any weight or not? And we'll talk to some of those. Okay, shkoyach.